This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yes, I am an educated idiot. Or despicable, whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Welcome back. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And please, seriously, please be part of the conversation. Now, how are you going to, again, how are you going to have the ammunition? How are you going to know what to say, how to fight? And I love you guys go, no, I got it together. I know how to do it. And then I watch you. And then I watch you get pummeled. I just find it hilarious. I watch you get pummeled, and I can't do anything but laugh over it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. As I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The border, so we've been told. Right? I mean, we were told the border's secure. For some of you watching Hannity over the last, I think it was last night. He went down there, videotaped what was going on. And my God, you know, it's got to be bad. When Geraldo Rivera agrees with you, man, it's bad. It's probably worse than what we saw. Again, as I said, if Geraldo agrees with you, it's going to be extremely bad. Hey, head over to my website, realside.com. I got two reasons I want you to head up there. I want you to buy my book, and I want your email address. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught and told to hate over the last 8 years. And I'm going to let you see why you don't need to hate them. I'm going to show you why you don't need to hate us. Yes, I'm one of those right-wing Bible-thumping white guys. Look at my skin, see? There's no question there, right? But all the stuff that you've been told to believe, all the stuff that you've been told is true about us, is wrong. It's not kind of sort of wrong. It's flat out wrong. Why you guys won't, I don't know, defend? For whatever, you know, I don't have a better word for it. But why you won't defend your status in these areas? Why you won't defend what you believe and why you believe? I don't know. I don't get it. And don't give me that, I don't want to fight with anybody because it doesn't change your mind. I'll bring on person after person after person that has switched from, you know, Democrat to Republican, liberal to conservative, because they don't want all the aggravation. I mean, they didn't like all the aggravation. They didn't like what the Democrats were doing. They didn't like the way the Democrats were acting. You've heard that term. What is it? 9-11 Republican or 9-11 Democrat, something like 9-11 Republican. Those are the people that switch parties because of the way that the Democrats handled 9-11 towards this country, how they blamed it on our country. Because you know it's our fault, right? I mean, the reason we were attacked, the reason all those people were killed, totally our fault, just so we're clear. Just ask them, they'll tell you. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Where did I put the border story? Got it. You know, I hate when I do this. I get to talk and I get swept up in the moment. So the Border Patrol caught an Egyptian and Iraqi nationals sneaking across the border. Right? No biggie. Right? We caught him. Seriously. Those are the kind of conversations I have with people. We caught them. They didn't get through. No, these didn't get through. What about the 200 before these? Did they get through? So U.S. and Border Protection, what is it? U.S. Customs and Border Protection and U.S. Border Patrol agents reportedly have apprehended two individuals who were attempting to sneak across the border Saturday. They weren't the customary illegal aliens from Mexico or Central America like we'd think comes up over that border. They confirmed to the local news source that one Iraqi national and one Egyptian national were detained by the Border Patrol agents after they illegally entered the U.S. through the Mexican border. Now, it is a hotbed, according to the Border Patrol now, and I believe them more than you, it's a hotbed of getting people up and in to America through the southern border. Now, they did not confirm if the foreign nationals were men. However, a source claimed that they were both males. According to a statement from the Border Patrol agents from Lordsburg Station, they apprehended the two individuals later on in the afternoon, right along Arizona State Route 80. A record check and interviews produced no derogatory information. Two individuals were placed into removal proceedings, and a statement said the exact location of the apprehensions was not clear. However, according to the local news source, the CBT statement indicated that the individuals had made it more than 15 miles. 15 miles into U.S. territory before agents apprehended them. Let me try that again. It wasn't like they popped over the border. 15 miles. I mean, on the East Coast, you've gone through some states in 15 miles. What's irritating is they know this is happening. They know the negativity around it. They know the potential of what could happen. No, we don't need a wall. We throw some border guards. We throw some electronic devices. We'll be fine. Why not overdo? And what I think is really, what's really been really classic the last couple of days, actually the last couple of weeks, the Democrats are asking how we're going to pay for this. That's the first time in 8 years they've ever asked, how are we going to pay for something? Jerry Davis joins us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for being with me today. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Yes, sir.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, you really got to get involved. You got to get engaged. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I want you to get, listen, even if we don't agree, right, at least take a listen. And try to have an open and honest conversation. You might be able to sway me. I might be able to sway you. We don't have to come at everything like we're mortal enemies when we switch the phone on or start the conversation. That, people, that has never got anybody anywhere. Think about it. It's never got any of us anywhere. All it does is make us mad at each other. We walk away from the table thinking that, you know, everybody from your clan is like that. You know, all Republicans, conservatives, whatever you are. And it just doesn't work. It doesn't fix anything. I want to bring on my next guest. I always have a good time when she's on the show with me. I've been following her for years, and she's always had her finger on, and I always love the way she approaches things. Kerry Davis joins me. She's a blogger at Front Page and the editor of Red State. Kerry, thanks for being with me tonight. I, like I said, I really do appreciate the time you spend with me.
It's always a pleasure. Good to be here.
All right, so let's have some fun. First, let's talk about, I know it's somewhat old, but I always like to get people's takes on it. You know, last week we had the the protest. I mean, I'm sorry, the rioters up there at Berkeley. I had a guest on last night who actually has two friends that got paid $1,000 a day to go up there and riot. But
wow,
yeah, I'm thinking, my God, we should. We've got all kinds of Americans out of work, and we could put them to work all across the country with that kind of money. But we have to start taking this more seriously, don't we? I mean, these law enforcement officials and others, yeah, you got a right to protest. Once you step over to that damage area, it is now a riot, and it's time to lock your butt up. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, if once personal property is damaged and people are hurt, I mean, it's the obligation of law enforcement to step in. That's dangerous. We don't allow things like that. We don't allow it in school. We don't allow it at a place of work. I mean, there's no... There's no law that says because you're angry about something, you're allowed to tear up other people's property.
Well, you know, that was funny. I can't remember her name over there in Baltimore, where the mayor said, you know, it's only property. They're burning off steam. Let them do what they're going to do. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, if that was your building, would you feel the same way? How would you handle it? I mean, seriously, these people are nuts with the way they approach these things. But we're in a four-year cycle of this, do you think?
I don't know. Someone asked me this earlier today, and a couple of people have asked me over the last couple of weeks, and I think it's really dangerous to make predictions now. I mean, if you had asked me 2 years ago if we were going to be saying President Trump this time, at this time, I would laugh and say that wasn't true. So, I mean, all of this is unprecedented. What we're seeing happening is unprecedented. I've never seen this much action on the part of an incoming administration immediately and this much response to it. So it's hard to say. I tend to come down on the side that eventually people will experience a little bit of outrage fatigue.
Right.
I just don't think things like that can be sustained for an extended period of time. One of two things will happen. They will lose energy or the government will bend to their will. And I don't see Donald Trump as the type to accommodate this type of behavior. I don't know if 2 years or 3 years in he'll be different, but for now I can't see him as the type to bend. So I tend to think that it'll kind of go the way, like what happened with the Tea Party or Occupy. You know, it'll morph into something else, you know, political wrangling, you know, sponsoring candidates, PACs, all of that. But people just, you know, the Tea Party petered out. People just can't get out and protest and march every single weekend for years and years.
No, yeah, right. We've all got families to feed. I got you. And we're seeing things moving at breakneck speed. Are you comfortable with the speed at which President Trump is moving to get his cabinet filled, to get these people on there? Are you hesitant at all? Give me your thoughts on the basics there.
Yeah, no, I'm totally comfortable with it. I think it's the right thing to do. I think that he's not an idiot. He's very aware that, you know, he's got 4 years of, you know, at the least, 8 at the most. And he campaigned on certain promises. And so far, it looks like he's actually going to keep some of those promises. So I don't think that, I don't know that Donald Trump is worrying about the optics of anything.
No.
I'll tell you what, I saw a tweet from Anthony Cumia, who is like a libertarian shock jock. And I think the first week he was like, you know, it's been 3 days. And noticing the first 3 days, observing the first 3 days of Trump's presidency, it makes you wonder what the F all those other presidents were doing all that time. You know?
Well, you have to. No kidding. But you have to admit when you think about that, it's true. I mean, these guys, they moved slow. Right? I mean, think about it. And he comes in. I don't think has he taken a day off yet? Because we've heard about things he's signing on Saturdays and Sundays. He's got meetings going on Saturdays and Sundays. Has he hit the golf course yet? The poor guy hasn't made it to the golf course yet.
No, I know. I don't know. I actually feel a little concerned about the amount of energy he's spending, but he seems like the type of guy that probably is used to just very little sleep and working all the time. I mean, that's how you get to the position he's in.
Yep.
But yeah, it's encouraging to see Congress moving so quickly as well. It's like they've been emboldened by him. And that's what leadership does. You know, leadership emboldens and supports. I've been really disappointed, and I know you have, Joe. We've talked about this before. We voted for this Congress 2 cycles running now. And the one thing that we wanted was Obamacare repealed. And even though they had the majority, they couldn't get it done. And it was just so frustrating. And now with Trump behind them, it looks like they're starting to make moves to get that done.
Yeah.
If they don't do it, I think we'll for sure see the Congress flip. But you see that Trump is emboldening Congress. I mean, as soon as DeVos got got confirmed today, they moved, you know, someone moved to abolish the Department of Education, you know. Day after the inauguration, they moved to repeal Obamacare. Like, yeah. There are things that are happening so quickly, it's just amazing to see what Congress will get done once they feel the power of a president behind them.
Oh, hey. Is it amazing to you that the Democrats have finally found a copy of the Constitution to read over the last 2 weeks?
Let's talk
about that on the other side of the break. These guys are amazing to me. All of a sudden, they hate executive orders. I'm just sitting back. I need some popcorn and Pepsi to enjoy the show. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Kerry Davis joins me. Don't miss it. We're going to have a lot of fun. Member at Liberty HealthShip. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't want to waste my guest time. I want to get it right on the show with me. Kerry Davis, blogger for Front Page, also the editor of Red State. Always love when she's on the show with me. I always have a good time with her. Kerry, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you. It's always good to be here.
You know, we were kind of joking when we were going on to the last segment, but the truth of the matter is I've heard the word Constitution used more by Democrats in the last 2 weeks than I heard in 8 years. They seem to have found a copy of the Constitution that they're all holding on to. Doesn't sound like mine most of the time, but they've held on to it. I mean, isn't this the kind of politics people want gone, right?
I love it. I love it. As a matter of fact, I am working on an op-ed, which hopefully will be ready for tomorrow, but if not, the next day. But it's on how President Trump is actually making the case for the right to the left, making the right's case to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing it in the opposite way we would think. We would think, oh, persuasion, and we try to persuade, especially people like you and I in this business. But he's just doing it by virtue of being himself. And people are so frightened that they're starting to wonder what their protections are. And so they're starting to look at the things that we've always said, you know.
I know.
Today was so hilarious, Joe, of Betsy DeVos was confirmed with that tiebreaker, that dramatic tiebreaker vote from Mike Pence.
Don't you love it?
Great?
I thought that was
wasn't
wonderful.
Wasn't that great to see?
Yep, I'm with you.
Fantastic. I loved it. But after she was confirmed, then my timeline turned into this just river of consternation over how she is unqualified, and now that she's running the Department of Education, it's time to homeschool your kids. It's time to pick other options for your kids.
Yes. Wait a minute.
You've
been talking about options. I've been talking about options even before we met each other. Hey, come over to our side. Republicans are all for parental choice and options in education.
That is what my article is. Come, welcome to our side. Welcome. You get it now.
Oh, my God.
You know, you don't want the government, the big bad government, to have control over these choices. Because you can't control them. They're too big. So just get them out of it altogether. You know, make your own choices. Even if you really do want to homeschool because of Betsy DeVos, wouldn't it be great if you could take the dollars that are already attached to your child you know, and use them to help you homeschool the way you think is right.
Yeah.
You know, it's just all of this is just making our case. You know, I was very angry that Donald Trump came out of the primaries, and I did not understand his candidacy for a great long while. And then even after that, I begrudgingly accepted that people I respected supported him. But I have to say that I love everything he's doing. I do. I'm not disappointed so far. Maybe the executive orders on immigration maybe could have got run through a lawyer before.
Well, yeah, I hear you. But listen, let's be honest about this. We've got a bunch of squishies out there. Okay, you know, on both sides we have squishies. So for the last 8, 10, 12, whatever years, you know, everything has to feel right, look right. When the president talks to you, he has to look presidential, and he has to look like he's including everybody in it. Trump doesn't do that. He comes up to the mic, well, he says, I just signed this thing, and what it's going to do is it's going to save us X amount of dollars. It's going to send people home that don't belong here. Have a nice day. And everyone says, well, that's not presidential. Yeah. No, but he's just saved us a couple of $100 million. I don't care if he's not presidential. I don't even care if he signs it from the toilet, as long as it works.
Well, that's what he was elected to do. And it's important to understand, and it's important for people to remember as they're complaining about how he's not presidential, is that he is the same person.
He didn't wave at
he didn't wave
at the media when he got on the plane. Oh, no, that's bad. I mean, every president, he's broken tradition. I mean, he broke tradition last February, for God's sakes. Get over it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They're so upset.
And they're upset about executive orders. So here's what you have to, because you're a lot smarter than I am, so I need you to explain this to me. So as President Obama was signing all these executive orders, it was within his purview. It was within his right. He had the power to do so. Now the new president comes in. He is backing out those same executive orders, and they're all of a sudden, that's unconstitutional. And I'm very confused, Kara.
Well, I wrote a great little piece. I'll say it's great if I do say so myself.
I thought it was good, too.
I wrote a piece last May at the Federalist, and it was called, if you don't like, if you're scared of Donald Trump, you shouldn't have voted for Obama. But really, it was about Obama's excessive use of executive orders and how people shouldn't be cheering them on because he won't be the president forever. And so I reposted that blog last week, and it went viral all over again. It was kind of like a told you so. You know, now this is the reason why we want to limit power. I mean, this is the golden opportunity, Joe, for people like us to be making the case, to be making our argument that big bureaucracy is dangerous bureaucracy because the person you like won't always be in power. And that's the American way.
Guess what? The Dems are reaping all the benefits of what they put in place during Obama, right? Everything that Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi did to stick it to us. And my big fear, and I wrote about this at one point, my big fear was the Republicans would play nice once they got control again. Well, thank you, Jesus, that they're not doing that, okay? You know, they'll go with the 51, they'll go with the nuclear option if they need it. They're going to win, and I hope they maintain. I really hope they can maintain. You're more optimistic than I am, I'm sure.
The power of the election, I think, is going to have some waves for some years to come, and hopefully through the midterms, if the Republicans stay the course and do what we want them to do, which is namely repeal Obamacare. And the idea is that they feel emboldened by the president's leadership, that he'll back them up. And so and they see what happened on election night. And, I mean, that was a absolutely crystal clear mandate from the people. And even Democrats in their districts are moving to the center on Trump because they're in districts that Obama won. And they're seeing that Trump won those districts. So they see the writing on the wall, too. And I think that's what's really fascinating is that these politicians who are only in it to get reelected, basically, are seeing that what it takes to get reelected might be actually keeping their promise.
Actually working. You know, how do you reelect these Democrats? And I've had these arguments with people on Facebook, and I know I shouldn't. It's a waste of time. But the ones that didn't show up for the committee meetings recently, and they were protesting, What are you protesting? You're paid to go in there and fight for your people. And even though you know you're not going to win like we knew we weren't going to win, you still go in there and you ask the questions that you hope are going to be embarrassing to the candidate, the nominee, and you do your job. They're actually justified.
That is because they are still using the old playbook, which is what conservatives did with Obama.
Yeah.
And it's why we lost almost every battle to him. We were using the old playbook. We did not recognize that he changed the game completely.
Mm-hmm.
But now Donald Trump has come in and completely changed it again. And now they're the ones that are behind the eight ball. They've got that old playbook that says optics, optics, optics. And the country just voted against optics.
Oh, yeah. Big time. The day, a day without a woman. I mean, what are they trying to teach me? I mean, I don't get this. A day without a woman? Who wants that? I like my wife. I like being around my wife. I think she likes being around me. I don't get this. I'm thoroughly confused.
She says she likes okay.
Yeah, she says okay. She likes me too. Yeah.
Now, well, first of all, we don't have a lot of information on what's going to happen with this day without a woman. It's sponsored by the Women's March, which has now become a group. Like any good grassroots movement, gets a little money behind it and turns into a PAC.
Wow.
So they really just released this announcement on social media and said more details to follow. I have no idea what it will look like or what they will ask women to do or not to do. But I also have no idea what the point is or what they're asking for, which is kind of the same idea thing with the Women's March. I attended the one in San Francisco, and, I mean, it was fine and fun, and people seemed like they were having a good time. But there was no one coherent message that I could grab onto and say, well, this is what we're fighting for. Like, this is what we want. This is what we expect from our politicians. There was none of that. At Tea Party rallies, I could easily identify what people wanted. They wanted lower taxes and they wanted Obamacare repeal. That's what they were fighting for. There's no real call to action in this Women's March movement. And so I have no idea what they think this is going to do. I don't know what they want, Joe. I honestly don't know.
We got to go for a quick break. You got 4 minutes to think about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back more with Kerry Davis right after this break.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just jump right back on this because I don't want to waste any time with her. I always enjoy when she's on with me. Carrie Davis is with me. She's a blogger at Front Page and the editor at Red State. And again, Carrie, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure.
All right. So I'm still, you know, we had 4 minutes to think about it. I still can't figure out what the end game is on this women day without women. I mean, seriously.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, God.
Don't know otherwise, other than they just want people to know that they don't like Donald Trump, I guess. I don't know, but he's done nothing to threaten women. There's no rights that he's threatening to take away. I mean, I would say the worst that he said is he'd like to defund Planned Parenthood, which doesn't end Planned Parenthood. It just takes away the tax dollars. And as we've seen, they've raised millions and millions of dollars since his election, with people having fundraisers and in support of them,
yeah,
which just kind of proves, again, another thing that just proves his point, that they're our tax dollars are not needed. There's plenty of philanthropic Americans in this country who love abortion, who will support that. So I other than that, I have no concept of what they think is in danger for women. They haven't said anything specific. And again, what steps are they asking to be taken? Or whatever is the problem. I don't know, Joe. I don't know. I know.
It's just kind of funny because at first you sit there, okay, day without women. What are they trying to get across? And, all right, you know, maybe women are underappreciated in some area. And I'm going through all this stuff on my mind. You know, I'm trying to be the touchy-feely kind of guy they want me to be. I'm dead in the water. There's nothing I can do here. You know, I'm just done. So let's move on to something more important to me anyway. I was telling you during the break, and I've been watching all these riots. They're not even protests as far as I'm concerned at this point. They're riots. And I'm watching these young people just break down and really getting violent, maybe not with themselves, you know, the way they're kicking on cars and kicking stuff in and that kind of thing. There's a lot of ignorance going on. They really don't understand. They're screaming that Obamacare is going away or the Affordable Care Act will have nothing. And it's like, no, you won't have nothing. It's not going away. You've already heard Trump say there's a few parts of it he wants to pull across to make sure that everybody has insurance. So it's not going. I mean, all these false narratives that the news is painting. And I'm really, truly, honestly afraid that we're going to end up in having violence across this country like we haven't seen since the 60s. Tell me I'm an alarmist. It's okay. Do I have any reason to be concerned, do you think?
I wasn't around in the 60s, so I don't know.
But you read about it in history. I know you did. Anyway.
I've read it, but I don't have the reference to be able to tell you that it would be better or worse because I've read it, but I've seen horrible things since then, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen the L.A. riots. We've seen the O.J. riots. We've seen other, you know, Black Lives Matter riots, like, before President Trump. So I guess you could say we've always been living in this dissatisfied society where, you know, when pushed to the edge, a mob will break out and hurt their own people and burn their own buildings. So I don't know that we're in a time that's any worse than the 1960s or even the same as. Again, as I said before, and I know this doesn't make for great radio, but I am loath to make predictions at this point. I have a feeling that you're dealing with a group of kids who
I like that.
they don't have jobs. They don't know what it is to, like, this takes a lot of work. Like, it takes a lot of effort to sustain anything, to sustain a career, sustain a job, sustain an education. So if you were going to be out protesting every day, you got to have stamina and got to have a good work ethic. Mm-hmm. And I don't think this is a generation with, they are missing that work ethic for the most part. I don't want to paint them with a broad brush because I know there's great millennials and young people out there. But, I mean, I just think that they don't have the maturity or the education to sustain a meaningful level of outrage for 4 to 8 years.
Right.
I don't think so. Will people get hurt and property get damaged sometimes? I guess, yeah. But, you know, again, we'll just have to see. I think at the end of the day, what's going to happen, my prediction, is that, and I'm loath to make them, but I'll make one anyway for you, just for the real side,
all right,
inclusive. What I think we're going to see, Joe, is that President Trump will eventually pull the purse. He'll pull the money. He'll have the money pulled like he did with Berkeley, the protests at Berkeley. He said, look, if Californians are going to continue to act like idiots, then we're going to pull all the federal dollars out of the UC system. Well, what happened? The next day, the chancellor came out and offered a weak apology, but an apology nonetheless. You know, kind of said, we don't condone this. And that's what it will always come down to. The states will take care of this themselves once they see that the Trump administration is serious about withholding federal support for the programs they love. And almost every state in this country is dependent on the feds for something.
Oh, sure. What I really love, I think it's hilarious, is So Mr. Moonbeam came out, Governor Moonbeam, for those of you who don't know, look it up. And so he comes out and he talks about how, you know, we're not going to send money to the feds. We'll no longer send the federal dollars that we federal tax dollars that we collect to the feds. And I was thinking, what federal tax dollars do you actually collect? When you do your taxes, last I checked, the feds get that money directly from me, and they've already got that money from my paycheck. So how are you going to hold that back from them? All these taxes that are collected, you know, when you go to the tire store or other places that are federal taxes, they all go right back to the feds. What money is he talking about? Am I missing something here? Am I just too dull to figure this out? These people are whacked.
I have no idea how it works with the collection of the dollars, but I do know that almost assuredly we here in California rake in more federal dollars than we send to them. I mean, without a doubt. So, look, there's already, this is going back earlier to our earlier conversation about how quickly Congress is moving on things. There's already a proposal in the House right now to ask President, request, I don't know if it's a proposal, I think it's a request, request President Trump to withhold any more federal dollars for the high-speed rail here in California.
About time.
Now, and we know what a boondoggle that is and what just complete and absolute theft it is. It's literally been the taking of money with no results whatsoever. It's literally just people taking money. And so so already we see Congress moving to say, well, look, if you're going to like stomp your feet like this, look, we just need to cut off. It's time to get off the teat, so to speak. And when we see that, we will see politicians in California change, because here, I don't care what anyone says, in this state, it is all about the money and only about the money.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. And we're pretty whacked here, too. I mean, when you look at what's going on, we've got a $127 billion deficit that they won't talk about. They won't even, frankly, they won't even acknowledge it, which I think is right?
They keep their numbers secret. You know, they try to, like, cover them up. They don't release them.
Right.
I'm a big school choice activist, and try getting the education numbers from the California Department of Education. Impossible. They don't. It is just, it's crazy. Yeah, they cover up a lot.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Now they have two-thirds of both houses here in California. You almost can't stop them from doing anything. And they really, this is like their own little personal playground. I mean, seriously, if people really just spend 1 month looking over the politics here in California, you're going to go, my God, I don't know how the state survived for so long. And Carrie, you're going to laugh at me, but I'm in agreement. Let them go. Let them do a Cal exit. Look, we can build the wall straight up, right, on the Arizona side. We build the wall up. Give them about 20, 25 years. Let them do everything that they want to do. We'll be able to walk back in and take the place, right? It'll be desolate.
It would just speed up the process.
All right, tell people how to find your writings and how to get a hold of you and that kind of thing.
You can find me over at Red State pretty much any day of the week, or follow me on Twitter at Real Kira Davis. That's KIRA. And, of course, just go ahead and look for me on Facebook.
Yeah, Kira, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time you spent with me.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.
You too. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. We got a whole other hour in front of us. It is going to be a smorgasbord of stuff. Yeah, stuff. You heard me. Of stuff we're going to be doing. And I got to tell you guys, you have sent me so many stories. I could do days and days and days on this. The California State Senate Pro Tem, Kevin DeLeon, says, hey, half my family's here illegally. Did you catch that? Half his family is here using false documents, false green cards. Why aren't they arrested? What the heck is going on with us? Hey, if you're watching on Facebook, you got to restart top of the hour. Sorry about that. Their rules, not mine. I'm Joe with Senior Health. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Go get your coffee. Go get a glass of water, whatever you need to get, and come on back.